أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear listeners, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different verses of Surah Qasas, and we were going on with the story of Prophet Moses throughout these verses. Dear brothers and sisters, we have reached 41st verse of Surah Qasas. In the previous verses, we discussed what the consequence and ending story of the people of Pharaoh was. So, they were thrown into the sea and they all died. In the 41st and 2nd verses, we will continue the story of Prophet Moses. Let's listen to these verses and we'll be back.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنصَرُونَ
And we made them leaders inviting to the fire, and on the day of resurrection they will not be helped.
وَأَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ هُمْ مِنَ الْمَقْبُوحِينَ
And we caused to overtake them in this world a curse, and on the day of resurrection they will be of the despised.
So, dear listeners, in these holy verses we see that it is indicated that Allah is the one who set the people of Pharaoh as leaders who invited others to hell, and on the day of hereafter, no one will help them. So this verse says, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنصَرُونَ We were the ones who appointed them as leaders, who invite in unto the hellfire, and on the day of judgment, وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنصَرُونَ They shall not be helped. And the holy verse, the 42nd verse continues, وَأَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةِ And in this world, we made a curse to follow them. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ هُمْ مِنَ الْمَقْبُوحِينَ And on day of judgment, they will be of those made to appear hideous. So, this meaning is a question for some commentators. How is it possible that Allah appoints some people as leaders of falsehood? جَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ This, he says that it was his job to invite to goodness. His job is to appoint leaders of the truth. But how does he say that جَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ We appointed them as leaders, guiding to hellfire. And this point, if we take a closer look, does not seem to be very complicated. Because, firstly, they are the leading members of the hellish people. And when some groups of these people are going towards hellfire, they walk in front of them. And this is one possible meaning of this verse. But it will be in the same manner that they were the leaders of misguidance here in this world as well. They will be also the leaders of hellish people there on the day of judgment when they will be thrown into the hellfire. Because the next world is the place of embodiment of this world. But this from one side, and on the other hand, it is in fact the result of their own deeds that they are the leaders of misguidance. And we know that the effect of any cause is under the command of Allah. They paved a way that ended to being the leaders of the misguided ones. And this is their position in hereafter too. But the Holy Quran, for emphasis, once more illustrates their feature in this world and the next, and says, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. And it continues, وَأَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةِ. And in this world, we made a curse to follow them.
وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. وَأَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً
So, dear listeners, we were discussing 41st and 2nd verses of Chapter Qasas. So we said that the Holy Quran illustrates the feature of those kinds of people, those arrogant people who did not want to believe in anything. So it says, وَأَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً. For this world, we made a curse to follow them. So the curse of Allah is the same as exclusion from His mercy. The curse of the angels and believers is the curse that they send for them every morning and evening and every now and then. Sometimes all the unjust and oppressors are involved in a general curse that we recite out loud. And sometimes they are cursed particularly because whoever studies history about their lives will naturally and logically curse them. So, however, those who have ugly way of life in this world will have and shall have ugly face in the next world. And this is probably what this verse says. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ هُمْ مِنَ الْمَقْبُوحِينَ. And on the day of judgment, they shall be made to appear hideous. So here, the Quran divides the leaders into two groups: the leaders of light and the leaders of hellfire. أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النُّورِ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. And this أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النُّورِ are some kinds of divine prophets. As the verse of the Holy Quran says, we made them leaders guiding by our command, and we revealed to them the doing of good deeds and the establishing of prayer and giving the alms, and they are the worshippers of us alone. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.